Now we're on the third biblical responsibility or principle of building a Christ-like marriage relationship. The kind of relationship that grows in love and we grow together in oneness, in harmony. And there is a principle that actually, if we understand it, can help us understand why we tend to resist each other as mates, why our children tend to resist us, why there is sometimes excessive rebellion in our children, and why a wife will have a tendency to become resistant, strong-willed, quote, by her husband. And if we understand what's going on, we can eliminate a lot of unnecessary disharmony and resistance with each other by understanding this one-third principle of building relationships. The third principle is called establishing and maintaining harmony through the concept of forgiveness. Now, the definition of the word forgiveness actually means to untie someone else, whatever binds them up, to release them. As if I had a little rope here, tied up in knots, I can forgive this rope, in a sense, by untying it. And the more I understand how these knots are together, the easier it is for me to untie it, and I can just take it apart. Well, the concept of forgiveness is that we not tie each other up as mates by our actions and activities, or lack of them. Do you know that there's three basic things that really ties another person up? If you offend someone, you can cause them to become resentful, and resentment ties a person up. You can reject your mate, isolate yourself from them, be disgusted with them, and when you reject them, what you really do is isolate them, or you tie them up, because rejection is one of the greatest ways of tying a person up. Or you can get them to the place where they're reacting to us, where they do things, and they feel guilty, and guilt ties a person up. So that as a mate, we can say to each other, this is a decision, just like it is when we honor someone, value them, that's a decision. When we nurture a person, that's a decision to care for their needs. And when we forgive a person, that's a decision to help do anything we can to untie them from whatever ties them up, knots them up, causes them to feel chained, and then especially not tying them up. Not doing anything that we are responsible for to tie them up. And we keep our harmony and openness by understanding that one simple biblical principle. Well, how do we actually maintain an openness and a harmony in our marriage relationship? How do we make sure that these knots are not there and your relationship is as smooth as you really would like it to be? Well, there are a couple of things that we encourage to be decided upon as a couple in maintaining your harmony. The first one is this. Decide that you will never go to sleep when you have offended your mate before it is cleared up. This concept is really involved with keeping our conscience clear with each other. That's Acts 24:16 and Romans 12:18, that we live at peace with each other. That's really what God wants us to have. Well, when we decide to do that, we really have to understand the dynamics of building and tearing down any relationship. Because you can have an open relationship and a harmonious relationship, but without realizing, you can begin to tear it down and not even knowing what you're doing. Now, what I find is that there are three levels of every relationship. Three levels. There is the spirit of a relationship. There is the soul in a relationship, and there is the body in a relationship. And all three of these are interrelated. They're not separate parts of our body. They're all interrelated. They each affect the other. The spirit of a person is like their conscience, their area they're sensitive in relating to other people. It's like the area of having fellowship with a person. That's where we have our deepest fellowship, is in our spirit. In fact, we have fellowship. Our spirit bears witness with God's spirit that we are His children. That's where we have our fellowship with God. The area of our soul is like our mind. It's our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's that part of our being. And that affects the spirit and the body. And the body is our physical makeup. Now, each of these areas are affected by the other area. And what we find is this. In a relationship, when two people meet for the first time, they are open, like a flower would be open. If we have this particular flower here, is open, and the petals are open, and everything inside of it is open. And that's like a relationship with another person. Our spirit is open to somebody when we first meet them. Our mind is open. Physically, we're open. We want to be near them. We want to touch them. But what happens many times without a couple knowing it is that a man can begin to do and say certain things that affects the spirit of his wife, and he might not even be aware of what he's doing. Because as it says in 1 Peter 3:7, because the woman is the weaker vessel, she is more sensitive to things that relate to feelings, to things that relate to building a close relationship. So she's more alert to what's going on in the relationship. She tends to be. She's very sensitive, extremely sensitive and fragile. Now, that doesn't mean a husband is not. He's sensitive too. The same thing can happen to a husband. His spirit is sensitive. And so a woman can affect his spirit without realizing it. But what happens is this. A man can begin to do things, even during dating, that begins to step on the spirit of his wife. In other words, he can say things that offend her as a person. But he doesn't realize it because he's not as sensitive as his wife. He's not as aware of what's happening as she is. So, for example, when Norma and I dated, I did a lot of things to step on Norma's spirit without realizing it. I remember one time where I took her home, in fact, on a date one time, and I didn't even know what really effect this was going to have, but I felt like we shouldn't be seeing each other for a while anyway because I was busy in school and things. And so I took her to this super date in the Hollywood Bowl and then took her out to dinner, you know, and all these neat things. And when we came home that night, I really broke up with her and decided that we shouldn't see each other for a while. In fact, I just said probably maybe never again because I wasn't really sure where our relationship was. And I affected her spirit that night more than I will ever know because of her sensitive spirit. And really what I did is step on her spirit. And so what happened was that she started to close her spirit towards me. It was here at one time. And then it started to close little by little. And I didn't realize it. Now, we finally got married, you know, and the first few years of our marriage, I used to speak at youth meetings and things, and I'd say things like this. I'd say, boy, it's great being married. Norma treats me just like a god. Every morning she serves me burnt offerings. Or I'd say, being married to Norma is just like being married to an angel. Every day she's up in the air harping about something, and she never has an earthly thing to wear. You know, I'd always go, ho, ho, ho. But Norma wasn't going, ho, ho, ho. And she used to say to me on the way home, hey, you know, some of your jokes really hurt. And I'd say, ah, you're too sensitive. Come on, loosen up a little. I interviewed the cheerleaders from the Dallas Cowboy football team one time and found out from one of those little cheerleaders that her husband had spent the first several years trying to destroy her sensitivity, her, quote, weakness, quote, not inferior, her sensitiveness. He said, if I'd have known how sensitive you were before, I mean, I don't know if I'd have married you. You've got to stop this sensitivity stuff. And he didn't realize this is one of a woman's greatest assets because she's sensitive, that helps us build relationships. She's aware of how the children are feeling when we say and do things. She's aware of how she's feeling. Every wife I interview, every wife here, if you were to ask her how she's feeling under certain circumstances, she could tell you what's going wrong. Unless her heart has been calloused by our insensitivity over a period of years. But given a few days of tenderness and love, her heart can become tender again and sensitive again. And she can let us know how we're doing in our relationship. Well, anyway, I began to do things like our very first Valentine's Day. Norma was thinking romantic things. You know, she had candles already set on the table. Very first one. We were only married just a few months. And she had dinner being prepared. And she had visions of me coming home, you know, bringing flowers probably and card, maybe a little, you know, necklace of some kind. And, but not, no, not Smalley. I called her about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and said, "Hey, honey, I forgot to tell you, we have a basketball game tonight we have to go to. I'm on this little team, and I forgot all about it." She said, "Well, dear, this is Valentine's Day." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, we have dinner and stuff. We can have it later." And there was this resistance on the phone. And I sensed this resistance. And I wasn't aware that I was stepping all over her spirit through my harshness. But then I really did it. You know what I said to her? "Young Christian, I took the Bible and hit her alongside the head. I said, 'Now, honey, there's something you and I need to get straight right from the very beginning. The Bible says that a woman needs to learn to be submissive to her husband. And I say we go to that basketball game tonight, and it's important for you to learn this now. You know what happened to her little spirit?'" Stepped on it. Okay, what happens when you step on a woman's spirit without clearing it up and not being aware of it? It starts to close little by little. Every time you step on it and you're not aware of it, as it closes, it gets narrower and narrower. And the problem is that as the spirit closes, it closes everything up with it. It closes the soul and the body right along with it. In fact, the soul and the body close to the degree the spirit's closed. That's what I find. You know what you have when the spirit closes? You have a woman that starts becoming resistant. You have a woman who doesn't want to talk to you. You have a woman whose emotion starts to leave. Well, the same thing is true with a man. If a woman offends a man and steps on his spirit will close, and so will his mind. And physically, you see, a woman doesn't want to be touched. A woman doesn't want to be near her husband. And many times a woman doesn't even want to be in the same home, depending on how much her spirit is closed. And 10 or 11 o'clock at night, when he's making romantic advances toward you, if your spirit has been closed during the day or in the past, you don't want him to respond. There's where the headaches and the "I'm too tired" and those statements come out. Because a woman has a terribly hard time responding to a man physically if the spirit of their relationship is not open. And when the spirit is open, so is the mind and so is the body. In fact, you can tell how you're doing in your relationship by how all the nonverbal communication that you have with your wife. And by whether she wants to be touched. You ever grab your wife's hand, she just sort of clammy and cold, you don't want to be touched? That'll tell you how you're doing in your spirit. Now, I need a volunteer to come up here and to help me. Any one of you would be fine. I'm not going to embarrass you, I guarantee it. And I just want you to come up here. I want to show you the difference between a man and a woman in the area of 1 Peter 3:7, where it talks about the woman being the weaker vessel, more sensitive than a man. Now, what I'm going to do is have this gentleman come right up here. Thank you very much, John. And all I want you to do, John, is just stand right over here and face our great audience here. And what I want you to do is just hold out your hand, close your eye, just one hand, close your eyes, and just describe what I put in your hand, okay?
All right.
All right, and this is going to be a description of the difference in the spirit between a man and a woman. All you have to do is tell us what that is.
It's a big rock.
It's a big rock, okay? Keep your eyes closed. Right. Most men can pick that up. Pretty sensitive, okay? Now, keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. I want him to keep your same hand out there. I'm going to put something else in your hand, and you tell me what it is, okay? Okay, tell us what that is.
Feels like... it's something small.
Okay, something small.
Yeah.
He's picked that up. Okay.
I think it's probably a little pebble.
A little pebble. You got it. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it very much. Let's get my hand. Now, these two illustrations here show the difference in the man's spirit and the woman's spirit. A man thinks he's laying this on his wife's spirit by words or actions. If he forgets the anniversary, he thinks to himself, it's no big deal. Or if he forgets certain important events, he says, well, no big deal. She's feeling it like this. That's one of the reasons why we say to her, you're so sensitive. Hey, give me a break. Hey, you're making too big of a deal out of this. It is a big deal to her. It's probably the greatest thing in life. It's building relationships. But you see, we see it this size. And we don't understand why she's making such a big deal of it. That's exactly what happened with my nephew and his relationship with his wife. He was dropping stones this size on her spirit. She was feeling him like this and closing up on him. He didn't understand what was going on. He thought he was dropping these on her. For one solid year, he spent his time not trying to get her to respond to him with his soul, to talk with him and relate to him and like him, or physically let him hug her. I said, don't spend your time in the area of the soul and in the body. Spend your time working on helping her to open her spirit towards you. As her spirit opens up, then she will start wanting to talk to you and her emotions will return. That's exactly what happened. I find this happening all the time, that when a man understands that a woman's spirit is delicate, fragile, sensitive, and he's careful with her, and he keeps her spirit open, she'll respond in the other areas. But you show me a strong-willed, resistant wife, and I'll show you a woman who's had her spirit stepped on. You can inherit that. You might inherit a woman whose father stepped all over her spirit, or her mother, or friends. And you have a woman coming into the marriage who's resentful and bitter. When a woman is bitter, her spirit closes. And even for a while, I've had some ladies that have been offended by men in general. All men are alike, they say. They have only one thing on their mind. And in general, they can close their spirit to men, not recognizing where we're coming from. We don't actually lay in bed at night, ladies, thinking of ways to step on your spirit. See, a lot of those things just come natural. You know, we're not thinking of them. And they're just part of it because we're not aware of how you're feeling. We're not aware of forgetting certain things. We're not aware that our concentration on our vocation can affect you like it does. We're not aware of anger. You know, the scripture says that when we are angry towards a person, we cause that person to become sad in their heart. And when their heart is sad, their spirit is crushed. And as men, if we're not aware of that, we can find our wife, she'll start to lose her affections for us. She'll start to resist us. She'll start to not even want to be in the same room with us. The same thing is true, in fact, with our children, if we're not aware of it. And if a man wants to clear up his relationship with his wife, or if his wife with her husband, or if you want to clear up your relationship with your children, you have to learn what it takes to open up the spirit of a person. Now, I find that you can open up the spirit of a person really in three basic ways. The first way is when you actively, persistently, and gently discover the past or present hurts. As you begin to understand how they're feeling. The more that we understand how a person is feeling, the easier it is for us to enter into their world. The more they think we understand, the more they begin to open up their spirit. And the second way that we open up a person's spirit is when we are willing to admit that we've been wrong to step on their spirit. Now, we might not have meant to. It might have been an accident, it might have been part of our nature, it might have been oversight, could have been any number of reasons. But when we're willing to say, I can see that you're hurting, and I'm willing to admit that I was wrong to say that or do that, or to forget our anniversary or to step, whatever. When we just admit that we were wrong, instead of saying to you, well, you shouldn't be so sensitive, don't get mad at me. Because recognizing how sensitive they are helps them to begin to open their spirit. When we admit we're wrong, just the other day, a wife said to me, I don't want to see my husband again. If I never see him, it'll be too soon. And I said, well, anything that he's done recently that's really helped you in your relationship with him? She said, yes, as a matter of fact, there is something. The other day, we were together, and when I revealed something that he had done that really caused me to separate myself from him, he said, you know, that was really irresponsible of me to have said that. That was wrong. She said, I was so out of his character. And she said, I just went back and thought, that is super. She said, you know what I found myself? I found my spirit opening up to him just by him admitting that. Well, I know it's very difficult for some men to admit that, because that's not always a part of our nature, but extremely important to do. Well, the third thing is when we actually say with our mouth, "Will you forgive me for what I just did or what I just said?" Actually let your mate respond to say, "Yes, I'll forgive you for that." Say, "You know, you're too valuable to me. I honor you too much to be stepping on you like this. You're feeling it way more than I am, and I want to enter into your world so I can know how you're feeling it. And I'd just like to ask you, will you forgive me?" Understanding, admitting we're wrong, and seeking their forgiveness opens up the spirit of a person. And sometimes that can be a daily occurrence for a while. And it's a super experience. You know what? It definitely works with our children. When my middle son was about 8 or 9 years old, I had a rule in my home when I was working for this organization that was involved in Harmony across the country. I had a rule in my home that none of my children scream when I'm on the phone, because I didn't want anybody to think I didn't have my children under control. And so this one time I was on the phone with a pastor, and I'm talking away to him, and my Greg in the next bathroom, he starts screaming. Ah! And loud, piercing scream, you know, and I was really upset because that was violating my rule. And so I was talking on the phone. I was going, and he wasn't shutting up. He was just screaming. I made short of the conversation, hung up, and I walked in the room, and I said, "You know you're not supposed to scream when I'm on the phone." And I shoved him. I said, "You get in the bedroom." And I pushed him a little bit too hard, and he hit the floor, and he was still crying. I shoved him into the bedroom, and I got our stick out that we had made as a family, a little tiny thing, you know, and I gave him 3 or 4 whacks for disobeying my rule, which is really for my own reputation, you know, as I realized later. And I spanked him, and I stood back and said, "There." You know what I saw happen right in front of my eyes? This principle of broken relationships. I saw his spirit close up just like that. And when that closed, so did his little mind, his will, and his emotions, and so did he physically. I saw him back up. His eyes said, "I don't like you, and you're wrong." And he wouldn't want any part of me. I could just see the resistance. Now, had I let that go and continued to do things like that through anger and harshness and abusive behavior, his little spirit would have closed tight on me like I see a lot of children, and that would have been our relationship. He would have started becoming more resistant. That's one of the main reasons why teenagers run away from home. Because they have had their spirit stepped on, and they closed up on their parents. Well, I realized what was happening right in front of my eyes, and I did not want disharmony with my children or my wife. I saw the nonverbal communication, so I dropped to my knees, and I just handed him the stick. Really, he dropped it. And I said, "Greggy, Dad was wrong to do what I just did." "What was wrong?" He showed me his ear. It was all black and blue. He'd fallen against the bathtub. It was already swelling up. And I'd have thought, I'd have been screaming if I'd have fallen against the bathtub. And here was my little son that I'd never even found out what was wrong. And I said to him, "Greggy, is that why you were screaming? Oh, I am so embarrassed. I'm the one that's irresponsible." And I just said, "Greggy, could you forgive Dad?" Now, he's backing up this whole time. But when I understood, admitted I was wrong, asked him to forgive me, he rushed to me, put his arms around me, and we laid across the bed. He just sobbed for at least a half hour. I kept saying, "Are you sure you forgave me? You sure you've forgiven me?" He'd pat me and say, "Yeah, Dad, I've forgiven you." But you know what? There was that relationship, that closeness. But it's the nonverbal when you allow the spirit of a person to open up. And you can do that anytime you want. That's what opens up the spirit of another person. But that's also what closes their spirit if we're not aware of it. Next time we meet together, we're going to be talking about what causes a woman to feel like an important part of the home. What makes her feel like the completer and the helper in the home? And there's something very specific that a husband can do to motivate his wife, but it's also important for a wife to learn the same principle, because it highly motivates a husband.